it's something that we've been in the process of trying to do probably 3 or 4 days now. Obviously agreed a fee, agreed personal terms over the weekend. The lad's had his medical this morning and all the paperwork's gone through to allow the permanent transfer to happen. So delighted to have signed him. Obviously from a good background, good pedigree of Manchester United. But the big thing about it as well, he's played 50, 60 games in League One back in the last year and this year as well. So he's not coming into us cold. We've watched him for probably the last year or so and followed his progress and kept a track on him. And he'll give us something in the midfield area that maybe we've not got. We've got some good options in there, but also that this lad can give us something else. So delighted that we've secured the transfer of him. Obviously grateful to the owner for allowing us to pay money for another player. And I'm sure over the next period of time he's with us, he'll prove to be successful.
And a lot of your business has been in the loan market, but how important is it to get one that's a permanent signing?
Yeah, look, you can only play 5 in your 18. We're certainly aware of that. And any loans that we've tried to do, we've tried to make sure that they're here for the long term. Unless you have to really have an emergency loan, we don't try and go down that process because it's you're vulnerable to him going back. We've got the standard loans of Marnik, obviously, Owen Doyle, Ricci. Obviously, we had it with Jordan, but there's a clause in that one. And Will's had a clause as well. So we try and keep the players as here permanently as much as you can. But obviously, to secure players, it makes them feel more settled. It gives them a break from where they're at. Sometimes when the players are on loan, they still feel there's a future at the parent club. This is a clean start for the lad now that is, I think it's a 2.5-year deal here, and looking forward to working with him.
And I believe there are a few clubs interested in securing his signature. But has the relationship with Manchester United, bearing in mind recent moves for Sam and Will Keane as well, how much has that helped?
Yeah, we've always said it's good to have the contacts with the big clubs. We've always said that any players that we take from these clubs, we want to make sure that we do their football club proud as well, and looking after their younger players or any players that we take out. So and see the development of them all. And so far, we've had a lot of compliments of how we've conducted ourselves with all the loan players that we've had over the last few years. So it's good to have a contact with Manchester United, and hopefully that'll keep continuing.
What qualities have most impressed you? Why were you keen to get him? He said that he's an energetic box-to-box midfielder. Would you echo that?
Yeah, I think he can cover the ground. He's very quick, likes to tackle, but also can play as a holding midfield player. This year for Barnsley, he's played as a holding midfield player. Last year, he played more the box-to-box one. So he's got the pedigree of being able to handle the ball and understand the game from obviously being developed and coached at Manchester United, learning from the players that he's trained with on a regular basis there. But ultimately, he's carried all that potential into executing at Barnsley over the last year or so. So with a lot of good qualities. As I said, it'll add to the competition that we've got in that midfield area now because we've got some good options.
And he's a local boy as well, isn't he, Oldham? So it's not a massive upheaval for him to move here.
No, that's a big thing as well, that he'll know Marnik, he knows Sam. I think he knows Callum Robinson through his England days, as he's represented England at every age so far. So good for him to settle in, see where it goes, obviously, for Tuesday night's game. But he'll train with us today, go down with us, and looking forward to working him for the long term.
And he goes straight into the reckoning for Tuesday night's game against Bristol. How likely is it that we'll see him make his debut?
I would have thought it'd be in around the 18.